Hi and welcome to this talk about bringing Karaoke AB updates to more Linux devices. My name is Leon Levy. I'm a senior software engineer at Kunsuku Group. I have to say it's great to be back at FOSDEM. I hope next year we'll be able to meet each other at Brussels. In the next 20-25 minutes, I'll be talking about software AB updates with Rauch, the steps needed to integrate Rauch on embedded Linux devices using the Yocto project and Open Embedded. We'll discuss examples based on popular single board computers. Finally, at the end, there will be time for conclusions and questions and answers. So let's get it started. Embedded Linux devices are all around the world and even on Mars. As you probably know, the drone on Mars is powered by Linux. There are two things needed to create a custom Linux distribution, no matter what kind of embedded Linux device you are doing. The first thing is the build system, and the second thing is to provide a way how to update the software over the time. You may need to update the software because of new features or simply because there are some security patches that have to be applied. Of course, there is also an option where you need to update the software because of a bug in the particular application that's running. So are there any open source update solutions? Yes, there are many open source solutions out there, and many of them have been covered through the years here on the stage at FOSDEM. As part of my job at Kunsuku Group, I very often use Mender for AB updates, as well as Rauch. Rauch is the topic of this talk, of course. I have been involved in the past in the porting of OS3, or also known as libOS3, to embedded devices and the development of Actualizer. All these solutions, and there are even more solutions on the market, open source solutions on the market for software updates, but all these solutions can be grouped together into several categories. The first group is for AB updates with dual redundant scheme. This is the way how Rauch works. Also, the most common use case for Mender is with AB updates. We also have a group of Delta updates. Very good example for Delta updates is libOS3, which is basically doing something like a Git for file systems. Also, containers are not popular only on the servers, they're popular on the embedded devices nowadays, and we have container-based updates as well. Quite common nowadays is to see combined strategy where we have, for example, AB update of the Linux distribution running on the device combined with containers, for example, Docker containers, for providing isolation of the applications running on the embedded device. Keep in mind that nowadays embedded devices are quite powerful, or at least some of the embedded Linux devices are quite powerful, and they may have multiple purposes and multiple applications running on them. So let's focus on Rauch. As I said, this is a solution implementing the AB update scheme. Rauch is a lightweight update client that runs on the embedded Linux device, reliably controls the procedure of doing the AB updates, and providing a new firmware revision on the particular device on which it is running. Rauch provides tools for the build system to create, inspect, and modify update bundles. And here I have to say that during this talk, we'll be using two words that are specific in the Rauch ecosystem. The first is the update bundles. The bundles are the artifacts that you install on the embedded device which contain the update that you have prepared. And the second Rauch-specific word that we'll be often using in the next minute is slots. Basically, the slot is the thing that we are going to update with Rauch. In the most simple and popular use case, the A and B partitions are slots, and there are slots configured to match these partitions. A huge benefit of Rauch is the security.